We're talking today with Gina Kuklis, who's a candidate for the first Sonoma County District Supervisor seat. Welcome, Gina. And tell us, what got you into this race?
What got me into this race was because I know what it means when county government is your local government. I've lived more than 25 years in unincorporated Sonoma Valley, where I've had more than 20 years of community and public service on a variety of boards and commissions and working on a variety of Sonoma Valley issues and county issues. And I got into the race because I had a lot of people encouraging me to do so.
Now, this is a district that is kind of bifurcated. We have a chunk of East Santa Rosa, and you've got the Sonoma Valley. And I would imagine that makes it a little bit more difficult to get acquainted with everybody.
Well, that's why my volunteers and I have been knocking on doors for several months now. I've been committed to a ground campaign from the beginning. I believe in that kind of campaigning. I personally like going door to door to talk to voters. And because I'm well known in Sonoma Valley, where I live, I've been spending most of my door to door time in Santa Rosa and a lot of that in Oakmont, too.
So as you're making these calls, as you're talking to people, what's the big concern right now? What's everybody asking you about?
A couple of key things. Of course, pensions, pension reform.
Of course.
Everybody's talking about pension reform. Before pension reform became the hot button issue, the number one complaint that I would hear, even from people in Santa Rosa, about the county was roads. And when you live in the unincorporated area, and we have a lot of unincorporated territory, as you know, in the First District, the people who live there and own businesses there, it's been the thing they've been complaining about most for years.
So you're successful. What do you think you can do about it?
One of the things I support, the Board of Supervisors recently made a decision where they directed staff to look at creating a road maintenance district, where property owners would be involved with some type of assessment or fee that would go to fixing the roads. But what we actually need is multiple approaches. The problem, it's a $120 million maintenance backlog. We can't fund that just through one source, just through property owners or just through a sales tax. And the gas tax is shared with cities, and it would take increasing it by 40 cents a gallon to get enough gas tax.
That would be a hard sell.
That would be very, and you'd have to have people in LA also approve it. The other thing I suggest is that we increase the transit occupancy tax, also called the bed tax, in the unincorporated area hotels, and increase it by 2%. It's now 9%, which is the lowest in the county. All the cities charge a higher bed tax. Santa Rosa charges 12%. I suggest we increase it in the county by 2 percentage points to 11% and designate that additional 2% to roads because, you know, our visitors are driving on our crumbling roads also.
Let's talk briefly about pensions. Where do you want to see that go?
Well, you know, the board did pass a long menu, if you will, of recommendations for pension reform. Employees need to pay more into the pension system, I agree. They need to retire at older ages. There needs to be a sharing of risk and reward, a hybrid system. There needs to be a cap on pensions. But the challenge is that it's all going to require changes in state law. There's case law that deals with pensions. It's going to take the collective bargaining process of the electeds and the public employees unions coming together and really working on this together. One of the things that I've suggested is because the board has done the work that it's done and because nobody on the board is a pension expert, nobody running for this office is a pension expert. We're all basically talking about the same thing. How do we move forward on these recommendations? I think the board should appoint an objective panel, 3 to 5 people, possibly pension experts. Nobody on it would get a county pension. I think we have a lot of talent in this county of individuals who do have that expertise and ask them to volunteer to provide some objective recommendations to the board and the public employee unions of how to move forward and seriously enact pension reform.
In our last 30 seconds, I want to ask you, these are thorny problems, roads, pensions. What do you think would be fun to work on?
You know, I'm running because I feel positive. I'm running because I've lived with county government as my local government for 25 years. It's a very different life when you don't live in a city and you don't have a city council to take your bread and butter issues to. I care about connecting people to their local government, and that is fun for me.
Gina Kuklis, candidate for the 1st District Supervisor in the June primary. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.